When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, of course, is the number to be part of the conversation. And Bart Scott.
I got a headache this big. I took one Excedrin, and it's gone. Hell no, Joe!
Mm-hmm.
Joe breaking down like a badass retro classic.
It is game five tonight at Madison Square Garden, and we want to hear from you. Are you going to the game? If you are,
you giving me tickets?
Want to hear from you, because this is one of those games that the atmosphere, the building, like there's a lot of that that's going to be part of this. This is the fun part of all this stuff. You're going to be in the building, and this is, you know, this could be one of those, hey, I was there. It's been 25 years since the Knicks closed out a series in their home building. It's been a long time. So can they get it done tonight? And if they can, are you going to be part of it? There's also the thing, if you're not going in the building, but you're still going to be around because you want to be out there on 7th Avenue if they get the win, you're going to be at the, you know, Mustang Harry's or any of those places around. You know, you're going to be at Stout. Like, you're going to be just filling those bars, watch the game at the bars,
you
and then
front.
Come out.
You know when the celebration comes. Because
I remember 94.
Like there.
Summer of 94, spring of 94, I should say. My buddy Ben and I, we went to, you know, it was a place Charlie O's used to be there, right? That was under the Garden. It's now called Nick and Steph's, I think. But that was a place, and we just basically would just go there, watch the game there, and then just like when the game, when people let out, you just went out and you just, you know, frolicked, had some fun, and all that stuff.
Like you was inside the arena.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Just straight front.
I was really just outside the thing, but.
Put
so anyway,
timeline.
That's again, that's where we are, the fun part of it. But here's also where it gets real interesting. So the injury report after shoot around this morning was released a little while ago, right before the show started. Now, there's not good news on the Knicks front because Bojan Bogdanović is out.
Come on, man.
He's listed as out. Remember that ankle.
Come on.
They call it a left foot contusion. It's when he dove for a ball. Nick Batum fell on him. And it was a pretty bad fall. So he's going to be out tonight. So no Bogdanović for this game. Mitchell Robinson listed as.
Don't start him.
Questionable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's not out, which is a good sign.
I like the other.
But he still is listed as questionable with the left ankle sprain. I'm sure it'll be just like game four was, which, you know, they'll have him go through a warm up and see how he feels. But he did post on his IG story. A very interesting post about mess around and find out, except it's not mess.
Did he do a Phoenix?
No, he's just sitting there with a hat. And it just says, you know, blank around and find out. So, you know, he wants to play because he's not happy, I'm sure, about what happened with Embiid grabbing his leg in game three. Also on the Knicks injury list, Jalen Brunson.
Oh, from the hit to the mouth?
No. Right knee.
I'm about to say we got to fight.
Remember when at the end of the third quarter, he and Kyle Lowry banged knees.
Of course, Kyle Lowry.
And remember, he went right to the locker room. Everybody was freaking out. But
he came back
and obviously was able to finish the game. Right knee contusion, but listed as probable. So I'm sure they're just listing him there.
So they can say that they broke the right protocol.
He probably didn't do much in the shoot around. But bottom line is a probable. It would take a lot for him not to play this game. But the Mitchell Robinson one is certainly one to follow. Now, on the Sixers side, Bart, listed as probable is Kelly Oubre, who's been the main defensive piece against Brunson.
From a car accident?
He's got an illness. Now, remember, late in the game.
These dudes breaking down, man. This is giving me a lot
he
of
looked
this giving me a lot of bulls against the Pistons when they've been getting that physicality caught up to Scotty, and Scotty couldn't answer the bell. Hey, yo, Tommy. Hey, yo, Tommy.
I didn't hit no bell. So Oubre is listed as an illness, is all they're saying. Now, listed as probable, so I'm sure he's going to play, just like, remember.
But is he going to be dehydrated?
Tyrese Maxey was listed as, also had an illness, and he didn't go to the shoot around, but then ended up playing, and he had a triple-double. He had an amazing game in game three.
Are they ushering R. Kelly? Same girl.
Oh,
they
no.
kissed the same girl, son.
Oh,
got
no.
the same virus.
Well, anyways.
It's viral.
I did notice that Oubre at the end of, like, in the fourth quarter, he didn't look right. Like, he looked tired. Shot. He looked shot.
Oh, we running there, baby. We like Dan Tony tonight, baby.
Now, last but not least, what you were referencing at the start of the show is Joel Embiid. He's been listed as questionable before every game with the left knee injury recovery, right? That's what they keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
But they've added to the reason another thing.
Reasons, the reasons that we hear.
This one is the one that's interesting. It is migraine. He is questionable with not just the knee recovery, but also the fact that he has a migraine. And he didn't participate in the shoot-around this morning, which he hasn't.
I wonder if they gave him the spray.
Migraine.
When you got migraine, you got to get the spray. You know
what's
what
the spray?
It's like the nasal migraine medicine spray. When you can't take the natural stuff, it's like a migraine. Get it straight to the frontal cortex. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
The frontal cortex.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying?
You said the frontal cortex.
The frontal cortex. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to Wu-Tang on your brain.
That was like really impressive.
So the crazy part was the Abdullah Langala. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. You know when you start getting migraines?
Mm-hmm.
When you're stressed out. When your mouth has wrote a check that your ass can't cash.
Oh, no.
And the check that ass can't cash, is they said they was the better team. They said that they was going to win the series.
Mm-hmm.
That's damn near a guarantee. And now he know he going to be laughed out of the garden because he been talking all that stuff and his ass can't cash the check.
Damn. I'm telling you.
Anybody that buy me, I'm paying double for the little wink wink t-shirts.
Huh?
I want the little Joel Embiid wink wink t-shirts.
Oh.
With the little lazy eye. I want the wink wink open. Yeah, I think Bill the cat. I think they should, listen, I guarantee.
He does have, he's come down with Bell's palsy though, so there is a reason for it.
Is he dead?
No, he's dead. He's going to play.
Jay, what's the first thing you ask your friend when he fall or hurt himself? Yikes. And if he ain't dying, he getting your ass making fun of. So I want everybody out there to come in with one patch on their eye. I want everybody to come in, get a piece of duct tape, put it over your eye, and let his ass shoot free throws.
Actually, I'm opposite. Wink. I'll laugh, then I'll ask you if you're all right.
Okay.
First, you laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's my kids.
I gave you way too much credit, Jake.
If you fall in my house, the kids laugh hysterical first, and if you don't get up right away, then they go, you okay? And then when you say, yay, I'm fine, then they start laughing again.
Okay.
That's the kids in my house.
Okay. I want everybody to come here. We should be handing out pirate patches for Joel Embiid.
I like you hit me in my winky.
So, exactly. Little wink, wink.
Well, listen, doesn't this, though, only inspire more? Like, the garden has to be...
I want ridiculous.
Off the charts.
I want ridiculous.
Like, the atmosphere tonight needs to be completely, like, absolutely off the charts intense. Because you know he's already... kind of like you could see he's rattled in this series. You could also see that he's got the eyes and he can't. Yeah. The light is bothering him. Now they're saying he's got a migraine.
I might turn the lights up.
Think about it. Well, the garden lights, remember, it's lit like a stage. So they're already super bright. All the players always say the lights are brighter at the garden. And remember, what did Jared Allen say after the Cavs series against the Knicks last year? I guess the lights were too bright.
Yeah.
So if you are a fan tonight at the Garden, think about this.
Bring your flashlights.
No,
I want a flash right
now. I'm talking about as loud as you can be from the start of this game all night, because you never know. He might just start, like, the headaches come in, and he's like, I can't play.
No, if I like Scotty with the migraine. Listen, remember Scotty, he couldn't make no layups or nothing?
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, since we can't retaliate as players, then I need the Garden to protect your team. I want everybody in there. I want 25,000 camera light phones on. I want it extra bright.
What you said, though, is true about the retaliation, because the players can't, you know, you want to get your get back after what happened in game three and also that forearm that hit Brunson in game four. You want to get your get back.
I want you trolling
the players
like never
can't
before.
Do it, but you can as fans.
Troll like never before.
You can make him miserable.
I'm challenging everybody there to take a piece of duct tape and put it over one eye.
All right, well, let's just get the details and the reporting out of the way when it comes to what happened this morning at the shoot-around and the idea that Embiid is listed with a migraine. The man covering, of course, this series for us at ESPN is Tim Bontemps, certainly a friend of the show, and he's just giving us a few minutes here to clarify everything right now. so we know, yes.
I love when I miss the production meeting and I get surprised. Bond tips. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
TB. Can you give us some clarity about Embiid and the migraine situation? Is he going to play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how things go throughout the course of the day, but Joel Embiid and Kelly Oubre were both out of shoot around this morning. Oubre has an illness and Embiid has a migraine. They both were home resting ahead of the game. And all I'll say is on Tuesday, or not Tuesday, ahead of game two, Tyrese Maxey didn't come to shoot around because he wasn't feeling well. And he had a near 35-point triple-double and just about won the game. So I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in whether guys are at a work walkthrough in the morning or not. And Embiid is questionable for basically every game. So I think it's certainly safe to assume you're going to see him at the Garden tonight for game five.
Yeah, an elimination game for him. You would imagine he's got to show up and be present for this. But what do you expect for tonight's game? This has been an unbelievable series. I mean, I think there's the point differential 4 in this series over 4 games.
Yeah, it's a total of 4 points. The Knicks have outscored the
amazing
the Sixers by, and that's obviously including the erasing of a 5-point deficit in about 15 seconds at the end of game two, which otherwise would have to be a 2-2 series. Is basically virtually even in point differential, right? So it's been as close as it could be, and there have been 4 awesome games, and obviously the Knicks have been able to pull it out down the stretch with some incredible hustle and offensive rebounding and a healthy dose of Jalen Brunson the past couple games. And, you know, I think we all know that the atmosphere in the Garden is going to be incredible tonight, and I think it's going to be another really good game.
You know, Joel has slowed down. You know, it's noticeable that he runs out of gas. You know, do we think that's going to change maybe as far as like the his minutes early on? And, you know, is it, you know, the game plan of the Knicks to make sure they push him early?
I mean, look, Bart, the time-honored situation with the Sixers is that they dominate in the minutes Joel Embiid is on the court and they lose when he's off, right? And in this series, they've been outscored by 38 points in 31 minutes that Joel Embiid hasn't played. And they've outscored the Knicks by somewhere around 35. I don't remember the exact number, but they've outscored the Knicks by basically the same amount in the 150 minutes he has played, right? So you saw in game 4, the Knicks took advantage when he was on the bench and Paul Reed was in. They went on a run in the second quarter. Nick Nurse decided he couldn't risk that in the second half. He played Embiid the whole second half. Thought it was a mistake when he did it, even though I understood what Nick was doing given the circumstances, because Embiid already looked tired at the end of the third quarter. He needed to get, I think, a break to be as fresh as possible in the fourth. And look, the Knicks are a relentless team, and it's their best trait, right? They just they're coming at you every second of every game, and you have to have exceptional effort to beat these guys quite often. And the bottom line is the Sixers are down 3-1 in the series because in a couple of moments they didn't have quite enough juice to get to the finish line. And obviously, you know, whatever they end up doing minutes-wise today, if they want to keep the series alive going back to Philly for game 6, which I certainly think they're more than capable of doing, they're going to have to find a way to summon it in those final few minutes of the fourth quarter, because we know the Knicks will be there because they always are.
Has Tibbs worked the refs and submitted those plays in which were questionable, to say the least, by Joel Embiid? And, you know, can we anticipate him being able to get away with that in the Garden, or would the pressure be too much for the refs to let something like that, let him get away with something like that this game?
I would say both teams have worked the refs quite extensively, and both teams have submitted all sorts of plays, like every team does in every game of the playoffs. So, I don't expect any of this to be any different. This has been an awesome rock fight in every sense of the word, and both teams have competed incredibly hard. They're easily, to me, the second and third best teams in the East. There should be a conference semifinal series. I don't think there's any shame in either team losing this series. And I think both are going to be playing against each other for the next several years here in the East, which is very exciting as a neutral observer. I think this could be the beginning of a pretty long, healthy rivalry with the Knicks. You know, the Sixers and Celtics have obviously played a ton in the playoffs in recent years, and I certainly think we're looking at a scenario where all three of these teams are playing in the playoffs a lot over the next 5 years, which I think is going to be incredible. I don't think anything is going to be different today than it's been over the first 4 games, from complaints with the refs to physicality on the court to everything else. I'm expecting another awesome game. And like I said, I can only imagine what the atmosphere is going to be like in the building tonight.
Tim Bontemps covering this series for us at ESPN, joining us right now. You have watched Jalen Brunson play a lot throughout his career. And there remains, of course, the questions about whether or not he has been, you know, good enough to be a 1A. Can you win with a guy like him as your main piece and all this stuff? That has been debated around all season long. Has this series, even after what he did last year in the playoffs, has this series so far at least done anything in your mind to answer those questions?
To me, look, there's like somewhere between 3 and 5 players on the planet who are can be the best player to win a championship at any time, right? So I don't really spend a lot of time worrying about that debate, honestly. And I don't say that as a duck. I don't think it matters. Like, what matters for the Knicks is they have built this team that is about the easiest team to like in the time I can remember covering the league. All these guys play insanely hard. They are perfectly matched with their coach, who is only focused on what's right in front of them. This team is only focused on what's right in front of them. Jalen Brunson might as well be the coach when he's talking to the media, as his dad has famously said on multiple occasions. Mm-hmm. He didn't learn how to talk to the media from him. He might have learned his game from him, but not his interview style from him, because he never says anything inflammatory. He never does anything controversial. He never says anything or does anything that you wouldn't want the leader of your team to do. And then he goes out there and does whatever it takes to win games. So, look, I don't know what the ultimate ceiling of this Knicks team is. I certainly think if they win this series, they should roll through the conference semifinals. They should be in the conference finals for the first time since 2000. And if you're in the conference finals, we saw last night Chris Porzingis came up with a calf injury, right? So the farther you go in the playoffs, we've seen all these injuries all over the place. The Sixers obviously are dealing with all the stuff with Joel Embiid. The longer you go, the more games you win, the more chances you give yourself to get lucky and have things break in the right direction. And I think this series has shown that what's true about the Knicks is whatever their ceiling is, they will achieve it. And whatever opportunities they are put in front of them, they will make the most of them that they can, which I think when you're a fan, that's the most you can say about your team, is that you're not going to be cheated out of anything. And the Knicks have proven without beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are going to earn every bit of ground that they get. And it's what's made this series so much fun. And it's what gives them a chance to have this be a pretty special spring in the city with the way that they're playing.
Since you mentioned it, I'll ask you on the Porzingis thing. I mean, do you know anything on that front? Like, how big of a concern was that calf going into that game? Because he had tape all over it. And how big of a concern is it after last night?
Well, look, he's had a bunch of various leg injuries over his career and over the back half of the season. And it's a huge concern. I mean, it's a huge concern anytime you see a guy leave with a calf injury. You saw it with Jamal Murray last night. He was able to play, but he was grabbing at that thing a lot. And calf injuries are really... We've seen it with Giannis, right?
Yep.
This whole series. Like, calf injuries are really tricky. And it's the kind of thing you can re-aggravate really easy. And look, the Celtics need Kristaps Porzingis to get where they want to go. Like, he is a huge part of what has separated them this year and made them easily the best team in the regular season and made them a team that looked like they had solved their biggest weakness, which was to get in the playoffs. And they really did have a plan B on offense. It was just sort of isolation station to station ball and shooting a lot of threes. And Porzingis gave them a different look and a different element. And without him out there, they sort of revert back to the same team that they've been. So any injury with him is a huge concern. And, you know, I don't have any knowledge of how long he's going to be out or anything. He's supposed to get some imaging today. We'll see what comes of it. But yes, for where the Celtics are trying to go, it's definitely a concern. And they're going to get through the second round without any issue. They'll get rid of the Heat without any issue. But if they're playing the Knicks or if they're playing the Sixers in the conference finals, they're going to need Kristaps Porzingis to win. And certainly if they get to the finals and they're facing Denver or Minnesota or Oklahoma City or whoever comes out of the West, they're going to need Kristaps Porzingis to win. So there's a lot of injuries to bear watching around the league. And that one, particularly for those of us who are in the East and paying attention, especially to what's going on out here, that one looms very large over what's going on.
And certainly something to watch. All right, TB, I'll see you tonight in the building. Take it easy.
All right, fellas, take care.
All right, Tim Bontemps again from Shoot Around. It's good stuff, good insight. And, I mean, he's even though you see Embiid's name on the injury list with an added migraine now, along with the knee recovery.
Might have to shoot him a bow.
He said, you got to expect he's going
to
play.
I'm going to have to go ludicrous. Throw them bowls. I'm going to have to connect, dog.
It's going to be interesting because, like I said, if he does have a migraine and it's enough to just, like, bother him,
remember,
if the bright
Scott,
lights
it's
and then
equilibrium.
The noise in yes. the building, that's what I think is going to be so critical tonight, yeah. is how crazy and intense is that building going to be? Is this going to be your diehard yeah. New Yorkers screaming at the top of their lungs, or is this what they say? You remember what Oubre said? Oh, you know, you got a bunch of celebrity row people that don't really care about the game.
Nah.
Like, what kind of building are you
nah.
getting tonight?
Are you getting
the Wall Street guys that nah. are just showing up, the models that show up? You getting that, or are you getting a raucous environment
I think
going to be hard to play in?
I think Joel and Oubre is going to see the way that these celebs act when they're at the Diddy party. Crazy!
Oh, boy. 800-919.
I think it's in them. When you can feel it. When it's like a closeout game, you can try and be cool all you want.
Well, you saw already.
You can't not be
game
cool.
Game two. You saw Melo, Starks, yeah. and Latrell Sprewell on the court yeah. dancing. Yeah.
Them former
jumping
players.
Jumping around.
I'm talking about Michael J. Fox.
Well, yeah.
I'm talking about
well, Ben
Spike.
Ben Stiller.
I'm talking about Ben. I'm yep. talking about Tracy. Like, yo, son, it's
Fat
the guard, son. Yo, do that to me, B.
Yeah.
I'm the real OG.
Yeah.
You try to hit my dog, you do it today. We going to jump your big ass, son.
Word
is bomb, brother. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be interesting. 800-919-3776.
Oh,
Andrew
lights.
Is in Queens, and he's going to the game tonight, Andrew? Andrew? Andrew, are you going to the
Andrew,
game tonight?
How you going to mess us up like that,
I don't
Andrew?
Know. Andrew
Andreezy.
Is not
no.
there, so we will continue. To the next Andrew in Jersey. Andrew.
Got two Andrews?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up,
Andrew? Andrew they were talking to.
Oh, man, I know you guys were talking to me.
All right, well, we got you now.
Yeah, I am not going to the game, but I would like to add to the troll status that Bart was talking about
yes.
and bring it back to the Goonies days. And can we get a
hey, you guys.
Really chant started tonight in the Garden?
Wow.
Can we?
I mean, you can
hey,
do
you
whatever
guys.
Whatever it takes. That's what I think is – I think tonight has to be one of those nights – where even the opponent just feels yeah. completely overwhelmed.
I want the Garden to live up to his reputation.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. This is a big reputation night.
I rate ignorant, crazy fans.
This is where, right, reputation. This is a big rep night. Because all these fans are like, want the 90s. Okay,
you know,
got to bring it like that building was in the night. You got
to
bring it like that.
You know how Portland, how people talk about how Portland is like deafening, like back in the day, how yep. Portland used to be.
Yeah.
How the arena. I need
Chicago Stadium.
Yes,
you couldn't hear a thing in that old building.
I need the shadow, the decimal. We should have the loudometer.
You don't need it.
I want the loudometer.
They never use it in the Garden. You don't need it.
I just want to show them so that the fans can. I want it to bust.
Let's see. Jonathan and Patchogue. Jonathan.
Damn, I wish I had tickets. Wish I worked for a company.
Yeah,
I had a suite.
I think you can. Yeah, what's up, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm going to comment. I think I know why the Phillies got all these illnesses, like Oubre. You're talking about Oubre,
yep.
and Embiid has a headache.
Yep.
They're just sick because all the Knicks fans totally overwhelmed the building, and they're sick of getting chasing the Knicks around the court, and they're sick of getting their butts beat.
Could be.
That's pretty much it.
And they tried
That's
the dirty it. Play. Ain't nothing worked.
They look,
Kyle Lowry knocking
right.
knees on purpose.
They looked tired
right.
in game four, fourth quarter. Embiid had nothing in the tank. Oubre was always like bent over catching his breath. It looked like he was just tired of chasing Brunson around. Like they had a lot of guys that you could see spirit-wise. You know, Maxey, who was dealing with an illness as well. He had like you could see he
Same
was running
girl.
Out of gas. And yet you look at Josh Hart. Does Josh Hart ever look tired? Guy never looks tired.
That's because he don't eat meat.
Never.
That's what it is. So I think, never. You know what, Jonathan? I think that's going to be tested tonight. What do the Sixers have left? Because what Bontemps said is true. I mean, they could, you know, they've had good starts. They've had double-digit leads in almost, I think, in every game, right? Or almost every game?
Mm-hmm.
And I think every game.
Can't finish, son.
It's that fourth quarter that gets them. And is that going to be the story tonight? I don't think, you know what? I don't think the Knicks.
They need a point guard.
I think the Knicks need to get off to a start, ride the momentum and the noise and everything else, get off to a big start and take their heart out. I think if it's a close game late, I'd be concerned. Because you know what happens when you're home, the crowd gets nervous, the nervous tension, yeah, all that stuff. You don't want any of that.
Do you start start OG? Like on Embiid?
Well, you got to start Hartenstein.
Smart,
no, you got to start Hartenstein.
Okay. You don't want to go small?
No, you don't change what you're doing. You adjust. I think Hartenstein's got to adapt. He's got to adjust and understand, like, keep your hands off him. You know what's going
to
happen. First quarter, he has his energy,
yeah,
and he's going to do everything. He's going to do his 12 to 15 point quarter. He's going to do that. They're going to feed him and feed him and feed him. You have to just.
Are you going to pick him up? Like, that's
you
got to
just
like
get through it and go from there. Like, know that the early part, and you got to sustain. You got to be able to get through the beginning that you know he's going to empty the tank. First quarter, he always throws a heavy punch right away. It's what happens after that. When your bench comes in, now there's no Bogdanovich. Your bench comes in, you got to get good bench minutes. You stay in the game, and then you wait for them to wear down. That has been so far the way this series has gone. We'll have to see what happens. All right, 800-919-3776. Of course, we can continue with your calls tonight. And what do you expect out of the Garden tonight with Joel Embiid? Now they say he's got migraines. What do you expect from the building tonight? And can a crowd help you close out a series? It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Plenty of talk about if Jalen Brunson was really a superstar during the regular season. Well, safe to say, after his Game 4 performance against the Sixers, nobody questioning that anymore. Yesterday, Kendrick Perkins said, as good as Brunson has been, he's still underrated.
He's the most valuable player in the Eastern Conference. And, man, I've just been preaching all season long when it comes down to even being the best point guard in the league. People thought I was crazy. He's doing more with less. When it comes down to not playing with another all-star caliber player on the side of him, he's getting the job done in great fashion. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about putting the team on your shoulder and going into Philly and you come out victorious, that's standing on business. Jalen Brunson is the most valuable player in the Eastern Conference.
That is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's mayhem right now in the studio. Absolute mayhem. We got Winthrop in here trying to get Bart.
I'll plan on going to the Eagles.
Like, when are you taking vacation? I don't know
I'm
yet.
Going to the Eagles game in Brazil.
Well, you can't take these 2 weeks off in August. So when are you taking off in August? I don't know yet. Well, these are 2 weeks you can't take off. So how about the other 2 weeks? I don't know yet. You are a beauty.
I'm going.
We told you about this three times.
I'm going to the Eagles.
I know you're going to the Eagles game in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are.
São Paulo.
What?
São Paulo.
Is that how you say it?
No, São Paulo.
You added a T?
Yeah, it sounds better.
It definitely does. Q is in Albany. What's up, Q? Q's in a wind tunnel.
Hey, what's going on? Hello.
What up,
hello?
Q? We got you.
You got your head out the moon room?
Yeah, can you roll up the window or something?
Yeah, I got the Bluetooth, man. I got my little Henny in a bottle, you know. I'm walking, day off from work.
You're not driving. Okay.
Can you get a citation for walking while lit?
I like it.
I'm strutting.
All right, okay? Good.
I got that can't wait strut.
Yeah, baby. I like that. Poking out like a peacock.
Yeah.
I got the dog in me, boy. You must go real.
There you go. So my thing is this. In game three, you have to really watch the plays when they walk around each other, because as soon as the ball was tipped, Kyle Lowry started doing sexy stuff as far as uppercuts, pushing over, and flopping. You know, and he did it to Josh Hart.
Yep, did it right away.
And then he went to Brunson. Mm-hmm. Then he went to DiVincenzo with the smack. So now, is this a Villanova connection? Yeah, I know what could get you. I know what to throw your game off. Certain types of contact. Because Lowry, you know,
Lowry might be jealous. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They're all friends.
Because he could, you know, but he the OG that like you give respect to, but you weren't part of our group. We was better. Our group was better than your group. You started it all, but we finished.
Right. So my point is, he's like the initiator. You know what I'm saying? Because it was funny how everybody on the team had some type of contact that was like, yo, what the f***? I'm speaking my language, but yo, what the f***?
All right, Q. We got to let you go on that one. That's too much Hennessy.
That's the Hennessy, man.
The Hennessy's be hitting right there. Mike in Hamilton. Go ahead, Mike.
The Henny a hit. Two hit.
How you guys doing today?
How you doing, Mike?
Good.
I am pumped up for this game tonight. I was at game one in the Garden. Unfortunately, I can't go tonight. Bart, you got me dying. I'm texting my wife. I am pumped up. Knicks, let's wrap it up tonight at the Garden in front of these fans that deserve it.
It's been only 25 years, Mike. Let's get it done.
Be professional. Get it done tonight.
You better wrap it up.
Allow Orlando and the Pacers to beat each other up.
Well, the Pacers are playing the Bucks.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. And the Bucks have nobody playing.
I mean Cleveland, yeah.
And they play. I believe they play tonight. Cleveland, Orlando plays tonight. Orlando.
Yeah, let them continue to beat each other.
Yeah, and that's
I'm afraid of Orlando.
Orlando got their legs under them now. Can they win a road game? Because Cleveland, as we know, like we saw them last year, we know what they're about.
Front runners,
you know. Or Orlando might have found something or figured it out or got themselves okay. Now we understand the playoffs. So. We'll watch that certainly tonight as well.
That's the only team I don't like the matchup. You don't like the Knicks outside of Boston.
Yeah, but you're not going to see them. Orlando's going to play Boston. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about them. It's the Pacers and their up-tempo style and their ability to shoot threes and all that stuff that you got to worry about. But you got to get through this first. Like I said, you got to get – you know, we can anticipate what can happen because 3-1 deficits are tough to come back on.
At 90%.
And
who's ever come back? Was that like the Denver Nuggets, Mutombo team?
Famously, of course, Mutombo. LeBron's Cavs.
Oh, they went Mutombo? They didn't come back from 3-1?
You don't remember LeBron's Cavs?
I don't remember anything about LeBron.
That's how they won the championship. 3-1, and then Draymond kicked LeBron, and then he got suspended. Next thing you know, they come back.
Then they got an asterisk, yeah.
Asterisk, they came back. So that's the most famous 3-1 comeback.
NBA cheated.
They did, huh? Let's see. We'll continue with Rodney and Hawthorne. Rodney.
What's up, big bros? Love you guys. You guys always just bring the energy. Before I go on my point about the Knicks, Bart, have you heard Euphoria drop by Kendrick? Go listen to it.
Is this his response?
Yes.
He finally responded?
Drake is done. Drake can't respond that.
Jake, get on that, Jake.
Jake, how you ain't...
It's over.
You ain't telling me he finally responded?
It's trending right now.
It's been like 13 days, man.
It's trending right now.
Yeah, I'm doing like 10 different things. I got...
You are a DJ. You let us down, DJ.
Did he just say he's doing 10 different things?
That's my DJ.
Bart's also doing 3 different things. He's on the phone, he's eating, and hosting a show. All right? Try to keep up.
And make a vacation.
I'm trying to clip bomb temps. I got you guys talking to me while I'm on air. Then I'm trying to find music. And then you got guys cursing on air.
Hold on. Rodney, we need you to inform us. Is it like that? Did he body Drake?
My man, I don't want to get violent on the radio, but it's cold blooded murder.
Ooh.
Yeesh.
What is this rank as far as bodies? Like, is this like cannabis LL.
I need the lyrics.
Is this Ether? Is it Ether? Is it Ether? Is it Ether? Because Ether.
He ethered him. And you know what? Rosenberg just tweeted not too long ago. He said, the way Kendrick ended it, there's no way Drake can even respond.
Oh, damn. See, I love to see flawless victory. So you're saying fatality, Mortal Kombat.
That's what it feels like.
Oh.
I mean, that is just.
Finish him.
Oof. All right, I need lyrics too, because we got to be able to read these on the air, not just play them.
What if Dr. Dre did the beats? Like, because he knew that the West Coast couldn't lose.
It is definitely trending, though, so there's that. Ian the car, what's up, E?
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show, Bart. I saw you in Manhattan one day. I came up, you saluted me, I saluted you. He was all love. I appreciated that. Just want to throw that out there like that. But Sixers, well, the Knicks, actually, they remind me of Allen Iverson when they went against the Lakers in the finals. And not to say that Jalen Brunson is Allen Iverson or, you know, even close to him, but as of right now, he's
the numbers look like AI-ish. Like that. Look AI-ish to me. Just a different way. Just a different way. Just think.
Right.
And he,
so when I'm looking at the Knicks now, I'm kind of like, wow, like they remind me of that team. So that was it. Like, you know.
Hold on.
I'm giving Dylan his flowers to say, you know.
You say they remind you of the 76ers. Who's Tyrone Hill? Who's the ugly dude?
Why do you got to ask that question?
Who's Tyrone?
Why do you got to ask that question?
Who did that to you, Tyrone?
That would be Randall. Randall's not here, though.
Randall
was a Tyrone Hill.
Poor man. You can't do that to him. That's not
Body
fair.
Body ain't even cold yet.
I hate it here.
This is why he gets so upset in New York.
I would say Mitch Robinson, you know, would be like it. Well, Dikembe would be between Mitch and Hartenstein.
Okay, who's Aaron McKee?
Like, Hart, that's Josh Hart.
Who are their guards?
Who's Eric Snow?
Eric Snow, yeah. See, they got a McKee, they got a Snow, so that right now it's kind of looking like that to me.
The Allen Iverson.
They have to get out of this round to really solidify that.
Absolutely. Like, they're right.
Get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
You got
to
win. You got to win. Like I said,
that makes sense.
If you, again, to make people believe that this is really the makings of something special that could be a run, like you heard Bontemps say they could go to the Conference Finals, you got to win this game. Like, you close them out tonight, and everybody just goes, yeah, you see, they took care of business right away. Like, there's no messing around. You don't fumble around tonight and then lose the game and have to go back to Philly. You take care of business tonight, and then when you take care of business tonight, that's when you go, okay, this team's legit.
Yeah.
Like they didn't mess around. Right. They put them to sleep. That's what you need to see tonight, because if you don't, then you start to wonder, does this team have a killer instinct in them? And that's the question. You know, Allen Iverson averaged 32.9 points a game in that playoff run.
What?
He averaged 33 points a game in a playoff run to the finals in 22 playoff games where he was literally the only option. He took 30 shots a game. 30! But he took 30 shots a game. And here's the best part. He averaged 33 a game. He shot 39%. You know how bad that is? That's unbelievable. The next highest shot getter was Aaron McKee. He took 13 shots a game. Every possession was Iverson is shooting this ball. And he still got 33 a game.
What the walking hell? Bucket.
And the only one to beat the freaking Lakers that year. They won game one.
But what is the Brunson?
The step over on Ty Lue.
What is Brunson averaging? He's got to be, that average got to move up.
Jalen's like at least 27. 28?
I would say 27. Yeah.
28, right? Like, where did it
and that's
go?
And that's getting off to a slow start in comparison.
Yeah. Well, the first, if you call 23 points a game a slow start, he is at, he's at 33 points a game.
Ah, so he AI-ish. He is AI-B.
But he's shooting, how about this, 29 shots per game.
That's three, AI that's four took less 30. AI. So
AI took 30.
Right.
So he's at 29 shots. Shooting percentage, 40.5. 39% for AI, 40% for Brunson, almost 30. That's literally the numbers are kind of telling you. Same amount of free throw attempts per game, same amount of threes per game.
So you got to give him the respect.
This literally is.
You got to give him AI respect.
Now, it's only four games now. You got to do it for 22. But it really is along that same lines, right? I didn't even think about that until I looked at the numbers.
See?
Now, who's taking the second most shots on the Knicks?
DiVincenzo.
Right now in the postseason.
DiVincenzo will be just throwing it up.
I don't think it was DiVincenzo. No, it's Josh Hart.
Oh, yeah, it's because they
leave
him open.
And then OG Anunoby.
That's right, because they're leaving him open.
Yeah, so DiVincenzo is 9.5. But on the Sixers, there was only one other player who was taking double-figure shots, and that was Aaron McKee. The Knicks at least have two others. But how about that, though? 29 shots to 30 shots, 33 points a game to 32.9 points a game, and the shooting percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to close it out.
Game blouses.
Got to get it done tonight. That's what matters. All right, more of your calls. Actually, last night, LeBron and the Lakers were eliminated on another unbelievable shot by Murray, Jamal Murray. This is now, we're in a playoffs where there's no KD,
that's
no LeBron, no Steph Curry. Changing of the guard. And LeBron was asked a question last night that he wouldn't answer.
Mm.
You got to talk about that coming up. But tell me about Samwell, Bart.
Friends, go see my friend Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, and nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. All you have to do is call my friend Dr. Jay Shah at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah, not for Joel Embiid, also treats migraines, and he's a headache specialist. We won't give you the number, Joel. You can't be from Philly. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah and take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy a pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah by going to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Englewood to best serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shah a lot sooner. Most insurances, major insurances, are accepted.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's crazy because you can't stand the guy, but you can't deny the beats.
Just that new euphoria? Damn. Damn.
You know what this is?
First of all, you asked for all of the lights.
You asked for this.
Did not react.
Didn't hear
right,
it.
Did not right, do flashlights.
Right. My bad.
But this,
I forgot.
I'll tell you what, appreciate though. Like I said, this instrumental, like, this is insane. This
These
is
are
so
for
good.
Joel Embiid.
This is so good. So you can't deny the talent.
Well, most geniuses are crazy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of crazy, and again, we'll get back to your calls here. Joe Douglas was on. No, I don't mean Joe Douglas is crazy, but Joe Douglas was on with the guys this morning. So we'll hear from Joe Douglas on.
Hold on, he didn't call us?
And Jets related things. Well, did you call him?
Cussing his ass out.
I'm sure Rick called the Jets and made that work. Oh, did you call the Jets and make it work?
He's supposed to call me.
Really?
It's my dog.
Yeah, I know. So you should have reached out to him, but the boys in the morning got him instead. Mm. Now, I tried
for
to
that,
get.
For that, I want A.A. Ron. Tell me, A.A. Ron. A.A. Ron, after practice, call your boy.
I asked Joe Shane about coming on with us. They politely declined. And so I'm wondering if he's going to be on with somebody else instead. But that's the way it goes. We are friends.
You want me to call Dayball?
We love the Giants, so hopefully one day we'll get him on.
I'm going to call Dayball, call him now, see if he pick up.
Anytime you want to arrange this stuff, you certainly can.
No, let's call his number.
It's not above your pay grade. In fact, it is your pay grade.
Let's call him and see if he pick up.
All right, go ahead. Call him now. Call him right now and see if he answers. You really going to do it?
Why not?
Okay. I love it. Meanwhile, the executive of the year in the NBA results are in. And a lot of people thought Leon Rose should win it because when you consider all the injuries they had, the trade he made for Anunoby, and everything else, signing DiVincenzo and what this team became, which is a 50-win team that finished second in the East, a lot of people thought that Leon Rose should be a favorite to win it. He was not even in the top three. It starts with Brad Stevens, who won it. He got an overwhelming majority of the votes. Yeah, because he rebuilt the team that already was one of the best in the East, got Drew Holiday, the trade for Porzingis you mentioned, and they were the best team in the league.
And got rid of Grant, who everybody hates.
Grant Williams.
Everybody hates him.
And Marcus Smart, they move on from him. And really, the Drew Holiday
thing. They
get
a better version of him.
I got to be, just to be fair, and again, Brad Stevens has been great as an executive. Drew Holiday fell in their lap.
Yeah.
Because Jrue Holiday, nobody knew he was going to get traded.
Brought up, but just
he got traded for Dame, right. And then the Trailblazers
were if Dame got
anybody
Dame.
Want him?
But just imagine if they would have got Dame. This would have been a much different team, giving up a bunch of points
and
shootouts.
Right, but still, the Jrue Holiday thing was just, that fell in their laps, and they were fortunate for it. Sam Presti finished second.
Well-deserved, man. And he got the youngest team
in
basketball.
They have done a great job building that team. Tim Connelly of Minnesota, the Timberwolves, he finished third.
Nobody saw that coming after what happened last year.
And they were falling apart last year?
Yeah, we didn't think that they got swept.
But what did they do that improved the team?
They made it work. They figured out how to make it work with those two big dudes.
It just the team was already what it was.
Yeah, but the team like didn't play well, and we thought they were going to try and get rid of somebody like Gobert and Edwards. It didn't look right.
So Leon Rose then is fourth. Leon got one first place vote. The majority of his votes were actually second place, but he only got one first place vote. The other executive that got one first-place vote was Nico Harrison of the Dallas Mavericks, and he made the trade for Kyrie.
Yeah, because we didn't.
Was risky, and then the Derek Lively draft, which they tanked, remember, to keep that draft
the 10th pick.
And
then
ended up working out.
A late trade for P.J. Washington, which, you know,
which was a good trade.
People thought he sucked.
And Gafford.
Yeah, people thought were like, ah.
No, Dallas is good. That series, them and the Clippers, that series has been special. And you think whoever comes out of that series –
battle test.
Like, that's going to be, you know, the West has some really compelling matchups.
But Minnesota and Denver are going to beat up on each other. That's a heavyweight fight.
And that series is going to begin now. Denver finishes off the Lakers in five last night. Jamal Murray hits his shot 3 seconds to go and makes another, just rips the heart out of the Lakers once again. But it was after the game that was really noticeable. LeBron James was simply asked about, because he has an opt-out.
Yes.
About his future with the Lakers.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
I'm not going to answer that.
He always does that, I feel like, to put pressure on the Lakers to do what he wants.
I agree.
He holds them hostage.
I think you're right.
But if this is the best that you get out of LeBron, and this is as far as you're going.
You mean back-to-back 30-point performances in the playoffs at the age of 39?
No, what I'm
saying. Guy is not slipping at all.
No, what I'm saying is. This is as far as you go. Last year, I know they went to the Western Conference Finals.
They could have gone to the Western Conference Finals if they didn't have to face the Denver Nuggets in the first round.
You have to ask yourself, next year, do they beat the Timberwolves if they stay together, if they pay that?
Uh-huh. Like,
you got teams.
They
got
to get better guards.
I'm saying you're getting teams that are getting better.
I know. That's the
and
problem with the West.
And you're staying the same.
So if you're LeBron.
And then you know, Oklahoma's going to get more age, more experience.
So if you're LeBron, Bart, does it make sense to stay in the West?
I'm going to Golden State. Only if I go to Golden State.
That's one.
Only if I go to Golden State.
That's one. That's interesting.
If I go to play with Steph with all that shooting and I get rid of Wiggins.
Wind Creek Bethlehem is your kind of fabulous. Enjoy Pennsylvania's loosest slots and most free play, plus live stadium gaming, a poker room, and the sports book powered by Betfred Sports. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 800-919-3776 is the number. Of course, throughout the rest of the show, we will continue with your calls on the Knicks tonight. Game 5, big, big game 5. Can the Knicks do what they haven't done in 25 years, clinch a series at home? You know what else we have tonight? Islanders and the Hurricanes game 5.
Mm.
Can the Islanders stay alive and bring the series back to UBS Arena? The Islanders are trying to do what the Sixers are trying to do. Except the Islanders staved off a sweep by getting that win in game 4 in double overtime. So that keeps them alive. Did they find something? Did going back to Varlamov help? So two huge games tonight as far as playoffs go. And the baseball teams last night, boy, offensively, it was a struggle. Mets and the Yankees. Severino had a really good performance. No hitter going into the seventh. And then Diaz did something you haven't seen him do in a while, which is give up a home run and kind of put the Mets in trouble, which was otherwise a really, really competitive game. Yankees in Baltimore, what used to be a place that they would go to get healthy, now all of a sudden it's a tough place to win now.
Glaber ain't the Orioles killer no more.
Tough place to win now. And then more of your calls coming up in the next hour, including also hear from Joe Douglas, the Jets general manager.
Are we calling?
I don't know. Did you try him?
No, you told me Daboll.
Oh, that's right. You're going to try Daboll. Well, try Daboll anyway. See what he says. I know Joe Shane said politely decline.
Are they at practice?
Are they practicing right now?
Let it get done at 12 because I'll be over there tomorrow washing cars.
Well, why don't you see if he calls you back during the break?
I tell him I give him a free
car. You never
car
know.
Wash
Brian tomorrow. Daboll might be prank called on the show in the next 10 minutes. You never know what Bart. He could also call him back. Stay with us. Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN. Bart, before you call Brian Daboll, though, can you just tell me more about BetMGM?
Talked. Can I?
Can you?
Time to get that smutty, especially tonight. Migraines, what's the overtime? You know, Vegas was telling us that the Knicks was going to lose. You and chose wrong. Remember? No, they had Philly as the leader, as the winner. What, Philly got a better chance of winning the championship? Wrong! You chose wrong, Attila. The NBA playoffs are here, and the New York Knicks are all in. It's time for you to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner
Knicks
of the NBA.
Knicks -4.5, by the way, tonight.
Mm. Download the BetMGM app today and make every playoff game, every vital play mean so much more with same-game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs and get in on all the blue and orange action as your New York Knicks drive the lane. Find out why basketball fans love BetMGM and an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of sportsbooks with you wherever you go. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York or New Jersey. Only gambling problem in New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Knicks go for the clincher tonight against the Sixers at the Garden. Our coverage here on 98.7 FM gets underway 6:30. Yesterday on the K Show, Michael said that as good as things are for the Knicks right now, they're only going to get better.
This is the worst Knicks team that you're going to see in the next 5 years. Their cap situation is in great shape. They are set up for a really long run. Jalen Brunson's young. They've got 7 first-round draft picks that they could play around with. They could bring in anybody they want. They've got tradable contracts. They've got maneuverability. Their cap's in great shape. This is the worst Knicks team that you're going to see in the next 5 years.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple-distilled, triple-blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.